Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. Nationwide Auto Finance, helping thousands of people just like you find the perfect vehicle. This is Toledo's fastest growing radio station and the new place to party. Party 103.3. WTOD HD2 Delta. W227BI Toledo. With the return of Toledo's number one morning show. Andrew C. and Demetrius in the morning. Toledo's hits and throwbacks all day.
The new
Party 1033 and the Party 1033 app.
Toledo. Clarissa Jenkins, phone Hello. Check.
Time for another phone check. For real.
Clarissa Jenkins.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Mr. Please?
Speaking.
My name is Gloria Evans, calling from Doucher and Pancreas Law Firm. How are you doing?
Calling from where?
Calling about complaints from your neighbors about your abusive behavior towards them because of their Middle Eastern heritage.
I never said anything to my neighbors, ma'am.
Okay, well, why are they seeking our representation?
Ma'am, I have no idea.
According to the complaints, they're saying that you knock on the door, then proceed to wag your tongue through the peephole.
They told me what?
And that's racial.
No, ma'am, that's entirely incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't say mm-hmm like you don't believe me, ma'am.
Don't mm-hmm me.
You know, you're being rude to me, ma'am, so why do I have to be nice to you if you're going to be rude to me?
Heck, morgi katapar!
What?
You know what that means?
No, ma'am, I don't.
I'm going to slap you with poultry. That's what they said you told them.
These people are making up lies about me. That is called slander.
What about the magic carpet you're trying to sell them?
What? I've never spoken to them. How can I try to sell them a magic carpet? Again, I do not speak to my neighbors.
All right, well, check this out. As a chairman of the Indian, but my parents were born in Yugoslavia, and I'm half Jewish coalition. We're going to have to investigate thoroughly.
Who the hell is this for you to even talk to me like that?
This is Clarissa Jenkins, and you just been phone checked, baby.
Oh, I am going to kick the out of Jimmy.
Boom! You just been phone checked.
Clarissa Jenkins, yeah, baby.
Get phonecheck.com.
Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the new Party 103.3. It's Andrew Z and Demetrius in the morning. Driven by the Taylor Automotive family of fine cars. Northwest Ohio's largest car dealership. Here's DJ Insane.
Shaking off the haters. DJ Insane.
This man is insane.
Is in the building.
Like chop, where you stay? Tell them college ball, where the chop call. Get 20 grand, spend a grand at the bar. Just bought a zone, J's on my feet. I'm on the throne, so get like me. 69 cutlass, with the bucket seats. Feet in my trunk, bought it just for the freaks. Catch me in the hood.
Sitting on trains. Every step I get, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a
making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name.
Throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding.
Party 103.3, it's Andrew Z and Demetrius in the morning, driven by the Taylor Automotive family of fine cars. Northwest Ohio's largest dealership, Cadillac, Hyundai, Genesis, and Kia vehicles. Along with quality used cars from top import and domestic automakers, stop into one of the dealerships to test drive your new car, truck, van, or SUV today. I'm Andrew Z, Demetrius Nicodemus, Sugar Vermont, Toledo's drag queen. Let's see, Kelly Latz, the princess of property from Howard Hanna Realty. Got a good time gal from the East Side, Renee, in the house. Woo-hoo! And then, of course, we have Dr. Yeah. D is here as well from Serenity Health and Wellness Center. All right. Some things we haven't gotten to yet this morning. We'll start next week. Forget it. Let's see. Good news. Good news.
What's the good news?
It's a quick-thinking Florida woman saved lives during a fire at a senior living apartment complex when she ran into the building to help people get out. Aww. Here is Marissa Jones breaking down what she did.
Well, I was actually just riding by. I just ended up seeing some smoke coming from the building, and I was like, maybe they're having a Mother's Day cookout, but wait a minute, that smoke is a little too thick. By the time I came back up and hit the hallway, it was two kids, and I ended up grabbing them out. We got downstairs. I had to do something another person would not do. but I was going to do it.
Aww.
Really? Yes.
I was driving by and I thought that smoke's a little too thick to be a cookout smoke.
It reminds me of that lady.
Stop it.
Which one?
I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh Lord, it's on fire. Grabbed my shoes. I got me a cold pop. You don't remember her?
No.
Oh my God. Oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire. How do you not remember her?
I don't.
Oh, so good.
I do. Yes. I remember her.
And that now whenever just, I say
once
pop.
Once you said Lord Jesus,
it's a fire.
Man.
Love her.
Never heard that.
Oh my God, it's good.
I did something that somebody would not do. Yeah, identify cookout smoke, ma'am.
Most Americans don't wear shoes inside their home.
I don't wear shoes in your home.
That's according to a new theory, a new survey. 63% of Americans say they take their shoes off inside, while only 37% do wear shoes inside. Is that true for everybody? Does anyone wear their shoes in the house?
I do. John does.
I don't.
John does?
Oh, I'm like, take them off.
No. That's the first thing I do.
First thing I do.
Hate wearing shoes. And if I'm like, I live alone, so you'll see a trail. There's a shoe, there's a pair of pants. I'm like, nah, I'm done.
The worst is when you go to somebody's house and they have shoes in the bathroom.
I've never seen that.
I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that. I'm like, why are you wearing your shoes? You're just wearing your shoes all the way up until you get in the shower? Like, what is that?
Yes.
Man, my dog's got to be free when I get in the house.
Well, nothing can contain them.
That is. I'm afraid of, like, you walk into a bathroom, and then it's on your shoes, and then you're walking through your house. Like, yeah.
I don't know. How the aiming happens in your home, where you're afraid of what you're going to track through your house from the bathroom.
Like, if you're at a restaurant, or if you have to, using a porta potty, then you get home, like, they have to come off. I don't want that stuff coming.
You are crazy as hell.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah,
that is crazy as hell.
Well, Kelly, you wear your shoes in the house.
I do, but I'm a high heel girl, so like to take off my shoes takes a little bit of moment.
Well, you just took it to the next level. You wear high heels in the house?
Girl, you crazy. Damn. You crazy, girl.
I
wear high heels all day long. It's very rare. Today I got flip-flops on, but it's very rare that I do not have heels.
Wow.
I bet.
Yeah.
Running around the house doing dishes and stuff?
She
needs to constantly portray a look, and that look is lady in high heels all the time.
All right,
There's nothing weird about it. You keep doing what you do in high heels, girl.
No, it's not a bad look.
Tim is a lucky man,
right?
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Now Colleen has an ADHD, a PTSD, ABCD. She's got them all. Yeah.
Sometimes why?
Yeah, she has all the letters, and she has this TikTok that she loves. All the letters TikTok suggestions, and they say that if you keep your shoes on in the house, it makes you continue to work. And once you take your shoes off, she says it works for her. Like she keeps until she's done doing her to do list, she keeps her shoes on. And that it helps her continue to work. I don't know. It's
I can
weird.
Say,
it sounds weird, but
back in the day when I used to clean my house,
we used to clean
I
your
would
house.
Put on tennis shoes because I felt like I could.
A worker?
I felt like I could just get stuff done.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know.
I put on tennis shoes. I felt like an athlete. You know what? Wasn't an athlete at all.
Power up suggestion. The guy earlier just needs to wear a toothbrush behind his ear. It will remind him to brush.
So there's we're all against kind of zoos now.
No, we're not.
Circuses, not zoos.
You are
let the animals
zoos.
Run free. There's a huge movement.
Still
of,
you.
That's not me. I don't care about
just you.
It's not. It doesn't affect my life. But I'm just saying that there are a lot of people out there. They're trying to free SeaWorld, circuses, all of them. They want to free all the animals and stop caging animals.
Well, the SeaWorld thing is real. Did you see that one documentary? Oh my God, about how smart the killer whales are. Yes. And then it's like, oh my God, my heart broke for those little big old fat fish.
What was it called?
Blackfin.
Blackfish.
Blackfish or black fin, something
black
like
fish.
That.
Blackfish.
Okay.
Blackfish.
So good.
Always got to be the blackfish.
Why got to be blackfish?
So anyway,
they never do that to the dolphins. Dolphins are the white people of the ocean.
Yeah, they are. I know. so true.
Dolphins are rapey as hell. Nobody says anything about them. Everybody's just like, how cute they are. Oh, look at the little Caucasian dolphins. But smiling. As soon as a blackfish shows up, jump through this hoop, blackfish.
Killer whale. Man.
Why do they build as killer whales?
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, here's if you are one of those that thinks that zoos should release the animals, here's some good info that you can sleep well and in good conscience visit the Toledo Zoo. They say that you can. An England study said that animals like... They love seeing us at the zoo. They like seeing us.
I'm not. Nope.
Penguins, cheetahs, prairie dogs, cockatoos, grizzly bears, polar bears. Why do you say no? Elephants.
So, like, we're animal watching, they're people watching.
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, I like it.
Sugar, 100%.
I love that.
I think the gorillas, they like to...
They do.
They kind of...
I try and teach them sign language.
One at a time. Let Kelly finish her thought. You keep jumping on sugar.
They just they like imitate what you're doing at times, and they'll point to a baby and
they're so fun.
They say that the ones that like seeing people the most are the elephants, but the other animals do. There are the number one that list that hates seeing us ostriches. They don't want nothing to do with
us. F those ostriches.
Yeah,
looking at me crazy, trying to think they a dinosaur.
Crazy ass looking bird, non flying bird.
Okay, so elephants. My best friend Natasha, she's going to this elephant sanctuary thing, and I'm so jealous. But she like sent me the video. I'm like, I was on a lot of edibles yesterday when we were talking about it. But I was like, I really think elephants have mystical ancient knowledge. Like, I don't know. They're so smart, and they can create art. I don't know. It's somewhere in Africa. Like, it's this whole experience. Yeah.
Yes,
Demetrius? So we can't go.
No, we can't go. I'm not invited.
What's the matter, Demetrius?
First, I'm pissed off that somebody got a check to do research on whether or not zoo animals like seeing us. Secondly, I'm pissed off that they finished the research. Third, I'm mad that everybody was like, oh, that's good research. Because how the hell do you know when an animal's happy to see me?
I will tell you.
Were they all like in the room in the animal zoo lounge like this? You know what was good? I saw Charlie today. It's always good seeing Charlie.
You see how his kids are growing up?
Yeah, I mean, oh my God. I remember when Tim was just like knee high to, the grasshopper, right? And then now, like, bull, you can't tell me that. And then you got 500 grand to run this stupid study. And then... came back with results nobody can verify.
I'm more surprised by the zoo. Like, they charge $28 for an adult to go to the zoo now.
Well, I think they're pushing the year membership. Yeah. I think the year membership was 100. It's 100.
Right. Yeah. So my son and his girlfriend wanted to go to the zoo for the lights, and I ended up buying them a membership for Christmas because I'm like, you can hit the lights now, plus you can do it next year.
I think that's the point of the cost, is they're trying to get that extra 70. They're trying to push you up to the next level.
Yeah, because they'll tell you four trips will pay for it.
Right.
They were running a special at Christmas for $40 a person. So for $80, I was able to purchase it for them rather than them going for $28 a piece.
Yeah. The real question is, why are you purchasing tickets for your son to go on a date? Can he buy his own tickets?
God. I did not catch that.
No, Kelly. Not at $28.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
A lot
I've never paid for my son to date.
I do.
I'm really trying to get in this girl's pants. And right now, the only avenue to it is Christmas lights. If you could just hook me up.
I can finish this deal. This deal.
I can seal this.
I bought him the Cedar Point passes too.
Dude, I can bang her out right now if you just give me money for the zoo.
I didn't like you saying that, Andrew. It sounded pornographic. I didn't like it.
They've been dating for a long time.
By the way, Mom, I need 20 for condoms, and I need 20 for hot dogs.
Now that 20, you give them that condom money, baby. You give them that condom money, baby girl.
That's a whole another day of conversation. Been there, done that.
I'm going to keep my AirPod in, and I want you to tell me the things I should say to her while I caress her hair.
Stop. Ew.
Right?
Ew.
You're special. I like
Renee's
you.
Renee's like, you want me to drive you guys?
Yeah.
In the back seat?
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you all the things your dad said to me? I hope your parents don't come in.
All right. Diapers. Used diapers are being turned into concrete. Researchers in Japan say sanitized disposable diapers can be incorporated into concrete and mortar to build homes. The idea is that it is a way to recycle diapers and address shortages in building materials. That's a great thing.
Those Japanese are very clever people.
And
good
they're
job.
Smart.
They're figuring stuff out. Nintendo, diaper concrete, man.
They're smart. Weddings in space are about to be a thing. A high-altitude balloon company called Space Perspective plans to start sending people up by the end of the next year. It's not cheap, $125,000 per guest.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That Stars. Would cost me a fortune.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Is that like the thing where they're doing like meals in outer space now? Isn't it? Wasn't it like an air balloon situation, but like a fancy space air balloon?
Yep.
Okay. I almost bought a hot air balloon for Serenity.
You did not?
Wow. Yeah, I really... Like, so, do you guys know Mommy has a no advertising? You can't have billboards. You can't have... park benches, you won't see any of signage, you won't see that in Mommy.
Well, you wouldn't be able to see the construction cones if the
exactly. But I had an idea that I wanted to do. So we have a flat roof at Serenity, and I wanted to do a hot air balloon couples massage and wine, like, and be the only only place in the country to do
what.
But do you realize, I learned, even if it's a tethered hot air balloon, you have to have a pilot's license to man that.
Yeah, you just can't jump in a basket and turn on the stove.
I thought, but if it's tethered, I thought maybe there could be training for it, but you know, I don't know.
So now you have a hot air balloon, but no pilot.
I said I almost looked into.
Oh, I thought you had one already.
Oh,
I was like,
no,
I was so
you would have been on it already.
I know. It's like, girl, sugar's going on that.
I don't care about the pilot license for us.
Okay, right.
But no.
I was so excited. Oh, man.
So I'm still thinking about one day if I'm friends with somebody who has a pilot's license that would like to do that one day a week and we could promote that.
I will get my pilot license. How about that?
Yeah.
I literally will. Oh, my God.
Let's
do it.
Partnership.
I can only imagine air balloon pilot school is like you just like filling it up and then taking the bottom of it and going
plus real pilots are going like, come on, dude.
I know. Like, what are you doing?
flying a balloon? Like, ooh, it's so cute.
Here you go. Take off and land.
Yeah. All right. That is some things we hadn't gotten to yet this morning. Here is our last look at traffic and weather with Renee.
Fit New Party 103.3. Real-time traffic.
Oh, my God. From the Joint Chiropractic 24/7 real-time traffic and weather center, I'm Renee Staler on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3. Here's your real-time traffic. I-475 has lane restrictions in both directions between US 24 Exit 4 and Airport Highway Exit 8 to widen the road in construction, a new interchange at US 20A. Secor Road is closed in both directions between Door Street and West Bancroft Street to replace the bridge. Did you know chiropractic care has benefits beyond relieving back pain? With two new Toledo area locations, come see the Joint Chiropractic on Secor Road or Fremont Pike in Perrysburg. No insurance, no appointment needed. Open nights and weekends. Our $29 new patient special includes a consultation, exam, and adjustment. Remember, Toledo, you don't have to feel bad to feel better. Party 103.3 weather is powered by Furniture Palace. Today we'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine today and a high of 74. Overnight tonight it will be mainly clear with a low of 47, and Thursday have morning clouds and afternoon sun but cooler with a high of 63. Furniture Palace is Toledo's largest local family-owned furniture store. 100% of the revenue stays local right here in Toledo. Plus, guaranteed lowest prices, which for the month of May are even lower. It's the Red Tag Clearance Event all month long at all four locations. Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, and Navarre Avenue in Oregon, or online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. There's no better time to get furniture than right now. That's a look at your real-time traffic and weather. I'm Renee Staler on Toledo Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3.
Look
looking for an amazing realtor?
Kelly Latz from Howard Hanna at 734-308-7707. She will answer all the questions that every home buyer should ask. For example, how old is the roof? How old are the mechanics, such as the furnace, air conditioning, and the water heater? How much are the utilities? Is the house in a flood zone? She will answer all of these questions and more. Call her at 734-308-7707 or email KellyLatz at HowardHanna.com. She'll answer all of your questions before you ask.
You need a toad? Shane's will get you straight.
It's about that toad. Any minute, I'ma need Shane's towing. Man or woman to pick my car up. Feeling fussy. Walking in my Balenciaga. Shane came and now I feel fabulous.
Shane's Towing. Auto repair, starters, brakes, belts, hoses, and so much more. They also buy all junk and unwanted vehicles. Located at 63 Dixie Highway in Rossford. Almost directly across from the Hollywood Casino. 419-690-8980. Shane's Tony.
Bluey, Bingo, Bandit, and Chili are coming to a theater near you.
Do you want to play musical statues with us?
Join the Healers in their first ever live stage show, Bluey's Big Play.
Look, Mom, Dad's playing with us.
A fun-filled show made for the whole family. It's Bluey brought to real life. Book now for Bluey's Big Play. We can't wait to see you there. For more information, go to BlueyLive.com.
Bluey!
Bluey at the Stranahan Theater, September 5th.
Dexter's, one of Toledo's premier live music venues. Live music every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Tuesday is Taco Tuesday with dollar tacos and $2 margaritas. Wednesday, live music and half-off pizzas. Thursday, karaoke with DJ Johnny Vegas. And Fridays and Saturdays, the hottest party bands in the 419. Great live music, great food. It's worth finding this hidden Toledo gem. Dexter's, 6023 Manly Road in Toledo, next to the old Kazmaier's. Dexter.
Needlemaster's Tattoo Studios are a true staple in the Toledo tattoo and piercing community with two locations for your convenience. 527 South Reynolds Road, 5801 Telegraph Road at the corner of Alexis and Telegraph. Right now, buy two, get one free piercings starting off at only $30, all titanium jewelry, and check this out. Check this out. You can get a free piercing on your birthday. Be sure to bring your ID. They have a team of talented veteran tattoo artists and body piercers. Also, be sure to follow them on all social media platforms at Needlemasters Tattoo Studios. Remember, a cheap tattoo's not good, and a good tattoo's not cheap.
Guess who's back? Back again. Taylor's back. Tell your friends.
Hey, Steve Taylor from Taylor Kia, and I'm back. Bigger than ever with Kia deals you can't afford to miss.
So tell your family, tell your friends, tell your friends' friends. Taylor Kia is back. Get a brand new Kia and make no payments for 90 days. Plus, when you buy, you fly. Get an instant airline credit for your next vacation.
Taylor's back. Tell your friends.
Lease the well-equipped 2023 Kia Forte for $179 per month for 36 months and make no payments for 90 days. Easy credit approval. Plus, we'll offer up to $5,000 more for your trade.
Shop 24/7 at TaylorAuto.com or stop into one of our three convenient locations, Taylor Kia in Toledo, Finley, and Lima. I'm Steve Taylor, and I want to see you in a Kia.
To qualified buyers with approved credit, no payment interest accrues at start of contract. 36-month lease with $35.99 due at signing plus taxes and fees. 10K annual miles. No security deposit required. Must finance through KMF. Offers expire. 6/3/23.
And now, Demetrius Nicodemus and Tom Hudak from Regan Insurance sit down to talk insurance.
If I'm looking to maybe shop my insurance, if I go to you, do I have to, say, then go to another place to get a different quote?
No, we actually look at several different companies. So not only are there different companies that are best for each different people at different points of their life, but we want to help them find that and make sure they have what's best for them. Not just now, but what's going to be best for them in the future. I'm never trying to sell somebody something. I just want to take the time, talk to them about what they need. And when they leave my office, they know that what they have is best. Whether it's what they already had before or if they get something new, they know that they have the best fit for them.
If anybody wants to get a hold of you, what's the number?
419-292-0001.
And what's the website?
ReganINS.com. ReganINS.com. And we're also on Facebook at Regan Insurance.
And where are you located?
We're on Sylvania Avenue between Secor and Douglas.
That's Demetrius Nicodemus and Tom Hudak
From Regan Insurance, Cafe Donuts is a locally owned bakery specializing in homemade, giant, made fresh daily donuts. Not those little donuts like the out-of-town corporate places and amazing coffees and drinks with a fancy espresso machine just like the big guys without the big price, special orders, and specialty donuts you won't find anywhere else. Cafe Donuts, 5330 Monroe Street, across the street from Hobby Lobby, with a drive-thru window for your convenience. Stop by this morning and see for yourself what I'm talking about.
Got to tell you about my friends over at Furniture Palace, largest locally owned furniture store in Toledo. They got that red tag clearance event going on right now. You got about a week left on that thing. The lowest, they're already guaranteed lowest prices, but now even lower prices with the red tag clearance event going on. And the great thing is you can still take advantage of the no credit needed financing, which means they don't check your credit. Everyone that walks in and needs credit gets credit, just $50 down. You'll bring your furniture home and you'll be rolling in your 5.0. So four convenient locations, Central Avenue, Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, Navarre Avenue in Oregon, or online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. Coming up in 30 seconds, Steve Sleaze on the 50s, brought to you in part by Harold Jaffe Jewelers.
Give a gift that's special. Something one of a kind. Harold Jaffe Jewelers. Fine jewelry by design. When words can't show the love you feel inside. Ooh, one of a kind. Harold Jaffe Jewelers.
Harold Jaffe Jewelers. Celebrating life and love since 1946 on Talmadge across from the Franklin Park Mall.
To play, just grab a handful of mud and sling it.
It's Steve Sleaze on Andrew C. and Demetrius in the Morning. Party 1033.
All right, time for Steve Sleaze on the 50s. Hey, Steve.
I cannot even believe it. It's exactly 7:50. What in the gay hell has happened?
Is this the first time we've ever been like right dead on time?
Like yes. Right dead on time since the show came back on air.
Man, oh, well, I'm
what? Somebody not feeling right? Or the watch not working? You got, you know, you're plugged up or something? What's going on?
I plugged up. No, I don't know what happened. It just worked out.
It'll never happen again. Right? I don't know why you even said it out loud.
I should have just kept my trap shut.
Dude, here's what's going to happen, though. People are going to tune in around 8 o'clock and wonder where Steve's at. And they're going to be so mad.
Right?
You're going to be so mad.
Man, what are you guys doing this weekend for Memorial Day? Because, man, Devil's Lake is not going to be the place to go this weekend.
For those who haven't heard, Devil's Lake is too infested with, what is it?
Sewage.
Feces.
Feces.
You could jet ski in a hazmat suit.
Right.
Yes.
Someone said,
but that's like a tradition around here. I mean, everybody goes to Devil's Lake, and they're like this.
Well, now we know why.
Advisory to avoid the water. Yeah. No contact at all.
I did get a couple text messages in at 419-345-3375. Dr. D said, thank goodness I'm on time, LOL. And another one said, well, with the lack of traffic and weather, it's moving along this morning.
Right?
Here's the reason for the season.
Man.
Earl, it always points back.
Thank God there's no delays.
I know. Everyone's moving.
Everything's great and the sun is out.
Yeah. All right, Steve.
Back to you, Andrew.
World.
What's going on in the sleaze, Steve?
Well, Kim Kardashian refuses to see her marriage to Kanye West as a failure. In fact, she thinks it was beautiful, but it ultimately failed because he needed help. But he didn't want it. So you can't force your beliefs and project that on someone that thinks something's totally different. It's okay to realize that life is too short and you should go and find the people that do align with what you really believe in. She goes on to say you can't really force things upon people. You can't expect them to be where you are at your level. So there you go.
Well, mental health is a thing. We talk about it all the time.
Mental health is a thing.
And have you ever dealt with someone? Well, go ahead, D.
Okay. So, but it wasn't like she didn't know. Right,
he got a lot crazier over the last decade.
Yeah, but it's not like she didn't know. Like he was battling. I feel like when you get involved with somebody who has mental health issues, it requires more from you than average.
I agree with you 100%. But sometimes sometimes you think you're ready for something, and then when it actually you're involved in it, you're like, man, this was a lot more than I was thinking.
That's true.
And he did elevate. I mean, he got crazy.
Yeah, he did. He for sure did. And
well, that's probably not the environment you want to be in when you have mental health issues.
Around the Kardashians?
Is living around the Kardashians.
That's true.
And they have children, so she has to remain respectful to him during, you know, while they're
apart.
Does
she?
Yes, you have to do that kind of stuff for your children.
Keep the peace, honey. Keep the peace.
Well, have you ever, mental illness is a thing, but other than that, have you ever dealt with someone where you're like having a conversation with them and like they completely see things like you, let's say you've witnessed something and you have this conversation, you're like, that didn't happen. I'm like, what? I mean, or like just, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. It's just off the top of my head, so we'll just forget it.
Yeah, but this morning. You say something and you're like, I didn't say that.
Who did?
You did.
And you're doing it now.
What did I do?
What are you talking about? I have no recollection.
What did I do?
What? That never happened.
Oh, like, my God.
It's a thing.
You are Jedi mind tricking everybody.
Me?
Yeah, but see, this. Look at you. You're doing it still.
Are you? You guys are effing with me right now.
No. What are you talking about?
Well, what did I do?
Stop it. Oh my God. You continue with your trickery.
419-345-3375. Someone said you fall in love and it starts to blind you. That is a real thing.
That is a real thing.
All right. What else, Steve?
So Prince William's wife, Kate Middleton, attended a picnic with 100 elementary school kids at a flower show on Monday. And some of them asked for her autograph, as most little kids would do. So she told them, I can't write my name, but I can draw. And she proceeded to draw little pictures for the kids. When asked why she couldn't sign, she said, quote, I'm not allowed to write my signature. It's just one of those rules. And Kate wasn't lying. So that is a rule, and there is a reason for it. Members of the royal family don't sign autographs so that no one can forge their signatures. So there you go, a little tidbit. Now you know.
Okay. when has it ever been necessary for me to produce a note written by a royal?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, I missed school yesterday, but Prince Charles said it was okay.
Or forge his paper. It's okay to give Andrew a loan. You take it in the bank.
Yeah. I got this thing by Kate Middleton. Says you're totally allowed to give me $1 million.
She says it's covered.
Yep. See, that's her signature.
Just write royal seal on it and be like, there you go.
Middleton is co-signing for me for this car. I know.
Don't call her. She says she's unavailable.
Yes, exactly.
Just want you to know she can only be responded to text. And her phone number is strangely mine.
419.
So, you'll get a text from her soon saying that I'm okay.
Yes, I'm good. You can loan to me. All right, what else, Steve?
Well, have you guys gotten your scolding from Netflix yet?
Oh, yeah.
If not, brace yourself, because they are starting to rolling out their crackdown on password sharing. Yes, so yesterday, they were shaking the sissy finger. From here on out, anyone using your account better live with you, because they're charging another $7.99 for anyone living outside your home to use your account. Now, premium subscribers can add up to 2 non-household members, while standard plan subscribers can only add 1. So primary account holders will have to set a household location on their devices, although you'll still be able to use your account when you travel. And don't bank on customer outage making all of this go away. Netflix has already started doing it in other countries, and they've seen an increase in paid memberships in some regions, including Canada.
Here's what I'm going to say. We've seen Disney's cutting $5 billion. Netflix is cutting. Everyone is cutting. And, if you want great content, we have to pay for it. It's not like it used to be where we could just lift it off. It was just this... this thing we didn't even know about. We could just, you know, copy DVDs or copy VHSs or whatever. Now we know that we have a relationship with these people, you know, through social media and stuff, and they're not getting paid. And your content is going to continue to get worse, and you're going to continue to get less of it because they're cutting because they're not paying. So pay your eight. Everyone's going to have to pay their $8. I've turned on this. Everyone's going to have to pay your $8, and they shouldn't even give you a break if you're out of the house. Every house should have to pay so that we can get content and they can continue to make money. Right? Am I wrong? I mean, it's great content. We're stealing content.
Do you know what's funny to me is we, for so long, since this streaming thing has started, it was the big promise. It started with DVR, right? Uh-huh. And it was like you record your show and you can fast forward through the commercials and then blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
And then it was like, now we went to streaming and it was all no commercials whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And you started sharing passwords and then people started getting content. And now I don't think anybody realized we are slowly moving back towards regular television programming. 100%. And the only thing that's changing now is now you're paying more.
I know.
For what you were doing on regular television, you are now giving networks maybe $5 a month, maybe $7.99 a month. Mm-hmm. You're paying ABC or CBS for Paramount Plus, MGM for MGM Plus,
right,
and all these other networks that you used to just were sustained through advertising is now sustained through advertising and you.
It was a huge scam. They bait and switched you. They brought you in with the promise of no commercials and low rates, and now they're raising the rates, and you've cut your cord already, and it's
and now you're paying $7.99 to Netflix for. Like, if you get the basic program, which is what I have, is $7.99, and you get commercials.
Yep, same
you
here.
You get two commercials during a half hour, like, program.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, I agree. Wow. It's messed up. They conned us. They conned us into cutting the cord, and now they made it more expensive.
And now that they're not making enough money, they're like, guess what? We maybe shouldn't have moved away from advertisers, and we were doing product placement for a long time in television shows. You'd see a car, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
Sergeant Voigt drives a Chrysler.
So I want to try.
Bait and switch. Yes, absolutely. Seems to be the theme this morning.
Right, it is. It totally is. All right. Thank you, Steve. Look at that. On time today.
I'm just beside myself. I'm like, I got to start calling people. I'm like, what is going on? We're on time. We're ending at the. I can't believe it.
Steve, I said from day one I was going to change the show.
Oh, my God. Renee, stop.
Stuck to the plan, honey.
Stuck to the plan. Don't fill into that, Steve. All right, that is Steve Sleaze in the 50s, brought to you part by Med One Care.
Need a little more help in the home? You need therapy, but you don't want to go to a nursing home. MedOne Care has all the answers and more. MedOne Care offers home health, medical staffing, and outpatient therapy and rehab. MedOne Care is the only 5-star rated home health agency in the area. Need a great job? MedOne Care is hiring. Competitive wages, flexible scheduling, and no mandates. MedOne Care is also the Toledo Blade's top workplace to be 3 years in a row. So it's easy to see. MedOne Care is the place to be. So give them a call, 419-866-0555, and tell them Steve sent you.